The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it?
It's Friday.
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the WeSellQOE.com studios on 94.5. The Answer.
.705, the special master assigned to review the documents that were taken during the raid on Mar-a-Lago appears to be a no-nonsense, take-charge type of guy because he has given both the Trump team and the FBI some clear direction, and he wants this done and done quickly. Judge Raymond Deary, the special master who was selected, told the Trump attorneys that they would need to submit a sworn declaration that details a list of any specific items set forth in the detailed property inventory that the Trump team asserts were not seized from the premises. Now, you'll recall that President Trump has said that there were items that were taken from his home that were not classified. There were items that were taken from his home that were personal and should be protected because it was privileged information between he and his attorneys. Even this week, he appeared on Sean Hannity's show, said that the FBI may have planted evidence during the search, and that's been something something that's been widely speculated about. How do we trust the FBI didn't put some of this information in these boxes? The Hill.com takes issue with this a bit. They write, neither Trump nor his attorneys have supplied any evidence to back up such claims. So Judge Deary is wanting to get to the bottom of it. His plan asked for the attorneys to list a description of contents or location within the premises where the item was found is incorrect, as well as to break down any property they say was taken during the search but not listed among the FBI's inventory. A Monday filing from Trump's team indicated that Deary had asked the former president's lawyers to explain whether he had in fact ever declassified the intelligence records found in his home. You know, that's the other thing, is that the Trump team had said that they had a process and that anything that was moved from the White House to one of Trump's properties was considered automatically declassified. The FBI has challenged that premise. Earlier legal filings from Trump insinuated that he may have done just this, but stopped short of fully making the claim that he had, in fact, declassified some of these items. Trump attorney James Trustee told Judge Deary that the former president's lawyers were not in the position to explain the claim, as they would only do so in a motion to recover property if criminal charges are brought, he said. Deary responded saying, well, you did bring the lawsuit and make that claim. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Also yesterday, Deary appointed a retired magistrate judge to serve as an impartial advisor, and they're paying him $500 an hour. In this filing yesterday, Deary said that he has determined that the efficient administration of the special master's duties requires the assistance of the Honorable James Orenstein. He's a retired United States magistrate judge, who has experience with complex case management, privilege review, warrant procedures, and other matters that may arise in the course of the special master's duties. Deary said that Judge Orenstein has served as an appointed amicus curiae in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and currently holds top secret clearance. Deary, in his filing yesterday, said that he'll utilize the Eastern District of New York court staff in carrying out his duties. Again, he suggested that Judge Orenstein be compensated at the hourly rate of $500. You know, there's no telling what this will end up costing us. And I say costing us because you and I are going to have to pay it. Our tax dollars are paying all of this, all because of this witch hunt by Joe Biden's FBI. Now, Deary also yesterday ordered that the Justice Department submit a declaration or an affidavit as to whether the property inventory receipt represents the full and accurate extent of the property seized, excluding documents bearing classification markings. He wants those by Monday. So the Justice Department, they're going to be working over the weekend. And there are other instances where he's asked not only the FBI, but the Trump team to produce documents by early to mid next week. His idea is that he wants, to have his first status conference, which is sort of a preliminary hearing, by October the 6th. So again, this man, he's not wasting time. He wants to get this done. Now, the other big revelation yesterday, Matt Margolis, who writes for PJ Media, and in full disclosure, pjmedia.com is a Salem Media owned site. Matt, who's been on the show before, revealed yesterday that there's another former president who's also storing classified documents, but he hasn't been raided. The Obama Foundation stored classified documents in an abandoned furniture warehouse, according to a 2018 letter from the Obama Foundation to the National Archives and Records Administration. Now, it's known as NARA. Now, remember, NARA is supposedly who got this whole Trump thing started, because they were upset that President Trump had some of these documents in his home rather than turning them over to the National Archives. The letter, which Margolis says was on the Obama Foundation website, dated September 11, 2018, says that the Obama Foundation not only acknowledged possessing classified documents, but also admitted that they kept them in a facility that did not meet the National Archives standards for the storage of those documents. The letter reads, "The Obama Foundation agrees to transfer up to $3,330,000 to the National Archives to support the move of classified and unclassified Obama presidential records and artifacts from Hoffman Estates to NARA-controlled facilities that conform to the agency's archival storage standards for such records and artifacts and for the modification of such places. The first transfer of $300,000 was already made in August of 2018. An additional interim transfer, they said, would be made 180 days from that date. We assume that took place. Media reports confirmed that the Obama Foundation had rented space from Hoffman Estates to store these documents, and they extended the original lease for 4 more years just this past August. In the Daily Herald reported, while no firm date has been announced for the completion and opening of the Barack Obama Presidential Library near the University of Chicago, its future contents will stay in Hoffman Estates for 4 more years. Village board members unanimously approved an extension to the special use permit that enables landlord Hoffman Estates Medical Development to lease a 74,000-square-foot former Plunkett furniture store on Gulf Road to National Archives and Records Administration through December of 2026. So they're complaining about these documents of Trump being at Mar-a-Lago, which I would bet you is pretty secure, yet Obama has what appears to be similar classified documents in an old furniture store outside of Chicago, an empty furniture store used for storage. And the National Archives, they know all about it. I mean, why are they not sending the FBI out to Chicago to raid this, to take a look at it? 877-235-9405, D. Taylor in Ohio says, can the FBI supply evidence they didn't plant items? They wouldn't allow Trump legal team in during the intrusion. And that's one of the things that Donald Trump told Sean Hannity this week. Hannity spent about 2 hours interviewing Donald Trump in Florida. And one of the things that Trump said to Hannity is that these FBI guys, they're ransacking his home, and they wouldn't allow his attorneys to be present in the room when they were doing this. So D. Taylor's question of how do we know that the FBI didn't plant things? We don't, and we may never. 877-235-9405 at 716 on Free Speech Friday.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Are you feeling a little worn out? Maybe you just don't have the energy that you once did. Maybe you have a little extra weight that you're carrying around. Well, listen up, because I've got a solution for you. And you can get this started today, and you'll be ready. You'll feel much better by the holidays, by Thanksgiving, by Christmas. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It literally changed my life over 2 years ago now. I was introduced to Dr. Ashley Lucas, who has her PhD in sports nutrition and chronic disease. She's a registered dietitian. Within a few months, I had lost just over 30 pounds, and I've been able to maintain that 2 years later. Now, how many times have you been on a diet and you lost the weight, but yet you gained it back pretty quickly? Well, that's what I love about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, because this is a lifetime commitment. This is a lifestyle change. And yes, they're going to be with you hand in hand during the weight loss phase of the program, but they're also going to continue to offer you maintenance support for the rest of your life. And what I loved about it, when I started the weight loss program, they provided 80% of the food at no additional cost. It was just part of the program. So if you're ready to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and we've had listeners who've lost over 100 pounds, then let me encourage you to make that first step. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-252-4925. You can find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Take the first step, sit down and talk with them, and see if this program's right for you. And I promise you, you're going to feel so much better when you lose that excess weight and you start getting healthy again. 864-252-4925. Call today, set up your consultation, and online at myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans, at 718.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Who died?
722 on this Free Speech Friday. Hope you'll join the conversation. 877-235-9405. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. We'll air those as time permits as well. And of course, your comments are always welcome on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit gobigrock.com. Emails are welcome as well. Joey@joeyhudson.com, and be sure and check out our website, 945theanswer.com. Become an Answer Insider. Just click on the button and you'll get our emails that'll keep you up to date on all the latest news and things that we have going on, tickets and that type of thing here at the radio station. And one final thing, if you haven't downloaded our mobile app, please do so. Just text the keyword iPhone or Android to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link so that you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the illegals being bused to various cities around the country. Been a lot of back and forth on this issue. You've got Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis, Governor Ducey, who are spending their state's money to transport these illegals out of their state to other states. Two states who, by the way, claim that they're sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, that they welcome the illegals, and they do so until the illegals actually show up, and then suddenly, like Martha's Vineyard, they don't have the resources to take care of them. And I get it. It's a tough issue. And I get frustrated when I talk about it, because when I hear Chicago Mayor Beetlejuice complaining about the busloads coming into her city, when I hear the mayor of Washington, D.C., Bowser, complaining that they don't have the resources, and when we saw the 50 or so immigrants show up in Martha's Vineyard only to be escorted out within 48 hours because they don't have the resources, supposedly. And now they have filed a class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis. When I hear all this, I'm frustrated with it. Because my first thought, and any logical person would think, well, where do they want them to be? They come into Texas uninvited. Greg Abbott has made it very clear he does not want the illegals crossing the border into his state. He's made that very clear. So he's come up with a plan to take them to states who claim they welcome them. And now those states are complaining. But I get back to, where are they supposed to go? Are they supposed to sit in Texas where they're not wanted? Are they supposed to sit in Florida after Joe Biden has flown them to Florida in the middle of the night? You know, I mentioned yesterday that the one thing that Ron DeSantis has accomplished is he's put the spotlight back on Joe Biden for these middle of the night flights that his administration was operating earlier this year. You do remember that, right? You do remember the reporting of these secret flights that were showing up in places like Chattanooga, Westchester, New York, Florida. Just flights appearing in the middle of the night and unloading illegals into the community. But that was okay because Joe Biden's administration had approved that. But you let Ron DeSantis fly some to Martha's Vineyard. And evidently there's a report that he had, or that someone had flights ready to go to Delaware, and for some reason they were canceled. The Big Apple, we're told, is getting ready to set up large tents to house the intake of these illegals that Greg Abbott continues to send. And look, I don't think Abbott's going to stop. He says that he's going to continue busing these illegals to these sanctuary cities, to New York, to Washington, D.C., to Chicago. And I really wish that they would send some to Joe Biden's little beach town in Delaware. Really get his neighbors up in arms about it. Maybe they can talk some sense into the man. Mayor Eric Adams, though, announced yesterday that, and they didn't provide a lot of specifics on just exactly how this is going to take place, but it says that the first emergency tent shelters will be set up at Orchard Beach in the Bronx, where these illegals will be able to spend 1 to 4 days as they're being processed and then determine where their long-term housing will be. City Hall, the New York City Hall released a statement yesterday saying that this new tent city was the only way that they could manage the sheer numbers of the illegals that are being bussed in. In the statement, it says, more than 100 years ago, Ellis Island opened its doors to welcome those yearning to breathe free. Now more than ever, it's clear that we again are dealing with a humanitarian crisis created by human hands. That's a swipe at Governor Abbott. The statement says, while other leaders have abdicated their moral duty to support arriving asylum seekers, New York City refuses to do so. So they're stepping up their game. And by the way, a CRC research poll that was conducted and National Review reported on it, Americans overall aren't upset with the idea that these governors are sending these illegals to other states. If you listen to the mainstream media, they want you to think that Americans are up in arms with governors like DeSantis and Abbott because they're sending these migrants, they're shipping them to other areas. That's not the case. National Review has results of a CRC research poll. I'll share with you all the details here in just a few minutes. But a large portion of Americans agree that Texas shouldn't be expected to bear the brunt. That it's okay for Texas to bus these illegals or to fly these illegals to another city, and especially a sanctuary city, a city that has declared themselves open for these illegals. I'll give you all the details up next. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on Free Speech Friday at 7:30.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.